The Traveler's Journal, November 29th. Making the most of bad connections. When you're trying to get someplace quickly, taking a flight that requires a connection can be an annoying, time-consuming hassle. These days, trips often involve multiple connections, each of which introduces the opportunity for delay. Though aggressive ticket shoppers may find roundabout routings can be cheaper ways to get there, flying direct and non-stop is always the best way to go. That is, unless you're not in a hurry to get there. Some savvy travelers use connecting flights to make more of their trips for less. They look for routings that offer a chance to stop in other places along the way, then try to make the most of those stops. When figuring flight itineraries, airlines usually allow passengers to make free stops of up to 4 hours for domestic connections and up to 12 to 24 hours for international connections. That could provide sufficient time to see a city, or for a quick visit with friends or family, or a business meeting, especially at the airport. Sometimes carriers tack on a small fee for longer connections. Many airlines flying to Hawaii, for example, let travelers make one West Coast overnight stopover each way for just $60. A stopover on international flights can turn a trip into a multi-city itinerary. British Airways, for example, permits no-cost stopovers in London for most passengers making connections to other British airports. Iceland Air lets folks connecting through Reykjavik stay for up to 3 days. With the right attitude and a little creative planning, a long layover can be a major advantage. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.